It was good. You know, it was a good win today. I thought, you know, our team really came out and played well. We had a good week of practice, and that a lot of that carried over into the game. We got a lot of plays from each unit, offense, defense, special teams. So it was a good complementary game. We were able to take advantage of some good field position offensively and, you know, defensively, you know, getting off to a good start there, getting the ball for the offense right away, you know, was good. So our special teams, you know, even though it wasn't a, you know, punting game for us, we had some plays in the punt return, you know, stopped the fake punt. You know, Steve kicked the ball well. So good overall team effort. Proud of the way they practiced, prepared, played today. So hopefully now we can, you know, take advantage of a little bit extra time this week and work on some of the things that we need to still improve, keep improving on, and be ready to go down to Dallas in a couple weeks.
If you have questions, just raise your hand. We'll pass the mic to you.
I'm just wondering, we saw some kind of mixing and matching. It's like Jordan Richards started and Coleman played a lot. Can you just speak to what went into the secondary and how you thought they played today?
We'll look at the film. Sure, there were some things we need to improve on, but you know, we got a lot of players. A lot of players played today. A lot of guys in the secondary, linebackers, the guys in the front, the backs, the receivers, all the tight ends. I think all our linemen played. So we had a lot of people contribute. A lot of people played. So it was good to get those contributions from everyone. Good team win.
Coach, it seems like you guys are prepared, just well prepared for everything today. Can you describe what happened on that fake punt and how Matthew Slater was able to make that play?
You know, it was actually a play that we ran in practice, and James White got us on it. And, you know, we made some corrections on that in practice, and then we were able to carry those over into the game. You know, Slate had a good read on it, and you know, he's a hard guy to outrun. It's hard to outrun Matt to get outside, so he did a good job of tracking it down and making the tackle. But you know, it was a heads up play by our special teams punt return unit, and you know, just so we always got to be alert for those kind of things, whether it's a fake punt or, you know, onside kick or, you know, fake field goal, whatever it happens to be. I mean, that's part of their job. But the whole, you know, I thought the whole unit reacted well to it because we had to obviously stop it on both sides. We didn't know which side they were running to. But, you know, Matt had good width and was able to track it down. So it's a good job of staying at home, you know, being responsible.
Any questions, raise your hand. We'll pass the mic to you.
Bill, you talk about the good week of preparation you had. Can you talk also address the fact that you guys carried it onto the field and you really didn't let up? I think you scored on every offensive possession.
Right. It was, you know, that was one of our big themes this week, was to start fast, play 60 minutes, and play hard all the way through. We obviously didn't do a very good job of that last week, but I think this week it was something that we talked about during the week. And as the game went on, you know, at halftime and into the third and fourth quarter, we just kept, you know, everyone reminding themselves about playing 60 minutes and finishing the game and playing well for all the way through. So thought the players did a good job of that. They competed hard all the way. So did Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville, you know, had a nice drive there at the end of the drive in the third quarter. Fourth quarter. So that, you know, but I mean, that's Jacksonville. They play hard. They're tough, and you know, they kept battling us. We tried to, you know, just hang in there with them. But you know, they had a lot of guys banged up. They had a lot of guys on the inactive list today, and then a couple guys went out at safety. They had a kid playing safety. I don't think he's ever played there before, that they signed last week. So, you know, that's a pretty good football team that, you know, was playing kind of shorthanded today. So hopefully they'll get those guys back. I think Gus and Dave Caldwell and their staff done a good job with that team. But, you know, today our guys just played well. You got to give us credit.
Coach, your offensive line, the rotations, never seen a team change, you know, right in the middle of a series. Sometimes you'll change maybe series to series, but rotating different guys in, is that a amount of snaps thing, keeping guys fresh, or is it just, you know, that's the scheme?
I think most of it was by series, but there were some personnel groupings that where we had certain players in on certain groupings, and so then we were actually subbing people on particular plays or personnel groups. So I think most of it was by series, but we did have some examples of what you're talking about. So, but those guys have done a good job. You know, Marcus playing both tackles, Josh playing both guards, and you know, Sebastian and Nate kind of staying on their respective sides, and Trey and Shaq staying on their respective sides. But Josh and Marcus have kind of been able to make that rotation go a little bit. Of course, Shaq played in the backfield today. And David, you know, did another good job for us at center like he has all year. So, you know, I think those guys keep working hard, and they keep improving individually and with each other in terms of their communication and recognition. So I think we can, you know, we're on the right track there, and we can keep getting better, but they're working hard. It's a good group. Really like working with those guys. Hopefully we'll get Wendy back, you know, sometime soon too.
Two final questions?
Coach, I know it's a team thing, but can you talk about Tom Brady reaching the milestone 400 and then 401? Not many quarterbacks have done it. Four.
Yeah, no, it's you know, that and you know, Tom and also Steve today. So that's a lot of takes a lot of games, a lot of snaps to do that. That's certainly a tribute to both of them, the durability, longevity, and obviously consistent production that both of them have had. So, you know, really fortunate I feel really fortunate to have coached, you know, have guys like that on our team, and those two guys in particular. They had a good day, as they've had for many, many, many days in their career. So it's really fortunate to have those guys on this team.
Last